Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Rabbi Yishai Bain, who alternates with me, two of us take turns each week giving the Daf and Practice, we've discussed the challenges of finding an interesting halachic topic, a topic on the Gemaras that have not much to do with halacha, that are agadata. And we're certainly in that area of Masechta Shabbos, where it's very heavy on the agadata, but it's a fun challenge. It's a fun challenge finding a nice piece of Gemara, whereby to springboard a discussion about something related to halacha. So I want to discuss, we're just a couple of days away from Chametz and Pesach, this of Chametz, and I wanted to discuss the concept of shampoo and soap made from Chametz or anything non-kosher in general. So where's that based on? So there's a Gemara here in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, which talks about how Hillel was once washing his hair with shampoo before Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. And the halacha has brought down Shulchan Aruch that it's a mitzvah for a person to wash their hair before Shabbos and to use warm water, according to some poskim. So I figured this is a nice opportunity to talk about shampoo and soap being used not only on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos and on Chol Hamoed and Pesach, what can be used. So in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rama writes that there's certain items that may be used to use for soap and shampoo to wash one's body on Shabbos. But then he writes here, when it comes to certain items, it might be a problem of nolad. You're changing the form from solid to a liquid. But if you look in the Be'er Halacha, this is Simen Shin Chavav Sif Yud. The Be'er Halacha says, Ayin Be'er Gra. Look at the Gra. Shedaito Kedas Harbe Migdolei Poskim De'af B'chol Aser. Even during the weekday, it's Aser. What the Ramah is describing is using chalev. Chalev, he says in the Ramah, you can't use on Shabbos because when you take chalev, the fat, and you rub it, you turn it into a liquid that's nolad. The Gra says, forget Shabbos. Even on a regular day of the week, a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't use it. Why? What's wrong with using chalev during the week? So the Be'er Halacha explains, because the sicha kishesia. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says that when you rub something on your skin, which is sicha, rubbing oil, fats, or cream on your skin, that's the same as shtia, as you're drinking it. So even though it's not going in your mouth, you're not ingesting it, you're still putting it into your body, and that's a problem, says the Be'er Halacha, al kapanim midrabanan aser. It's a rabbinic prohibition. So to take anything that's aser, such as chalev, that would be prohibited from using on your body as soap and shampoo. Take a look in many shampoos. You look in the ingredients, you're going to find some animal fats oftentimes in them, unless it's some type of vegetarian shampoo. So it's a problem according to the Gra. How do we use these soaps and shampoo during the week? And he says, this is not like Rabbeinu Tam and others who permit you to use sicha kishasiyah, that's fine, by other types of even that which is usher. The Gra is machmir, don't use anything that has animal fat in them. But the Be'er Halacha says, Mihu, nonetheless, minaka olam lirchotz biborish shalanu hanasim mechilev. Our practice is to use soap and shampoo that has animal fats in it. Virak eza medaktikin zirim bazer. There are particular people who might know this halacha and are very, very careful. But he says, don't worry about it. The minaka olam is to make it. He says, if you have the option, in matzoy lahasik borish shenasin shalom mechilev. If you have the option of buying some type of fat, rather shampoo, that has no animal fat, and one that does, it's certainly best to buy the one that has no animal fat. If you do, in fact, have an option, you could take a look in the different ingredients in the aisles, and you'll find some with animal fat, some without animal fat. The Chazon Ish explains that he thinks that there is no Isser Bizman Hazeh with this concept, because the only time we say Sicha Kishasiya, that rubbing oil or cream in the skin is a problem, it's only true when the item is actually ra'i lachila. Then, in theory, you could eat it or drink it. So if you could eat it or drink it, putting it on your skin would be an issur midrabanan. But if the shampoo and soap are not edible, then the Chazon Ish thinks there isn't a problem at all. And our shampoos and soaps are not edible, and therefore the Chazon Ish thinks it's entirely permitted. Now, with respect to soap and shampoo, oftentimes cream does have wheat or oat in them. Is that a problem? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains that even though normally sicha kshasiyah, rubbing something in the skin is like drinking it, so this might be a problem of Isser Chametz on Pesach. He says he thinks you're allowed to use these types of creams on Pesach. Why? Because Bizman Hazeh, he explains, that the soap is certainly mixed together with other items that definitely render the oats or the wheat or whatever it's in there, render pasul, me'achilas kalav. Therefore, he thinks one can be makel. There are, however, others that although in general they're very makel by soap and shampoo during the year, on Pesach, those are those who are machmir.